And then there are the anti-Christian atheist groups, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and the American Humanist Association. I'll bet you know of some in your very own communities. And they have taken legal action, these two, against the city of Pensacola, Florida, demanding that a large white cross in the city's Bayview Park be removed immediately on the basis of the First Amendment to the Constitution's statement that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Merely displaying a cross in public and on public grounds, say the atheists, violates the Religious Establishment Clause of the Constitution. Just another example of how vicious and aggressive anti-religionists can be in their attack on Christianity. Obviously, the city of Pensacola disagrees, and the legal battle wages. Boy, I do hope, and I do pray, that city wins. And then there were two private Christian schools, each of which prayed over a stadium loudspeaker before their football game. Private and Christian. Even though these schools were, in fact, private in nature, and of course faith-based, a state agency ordered the prayers to cease and desist. Hard to believe, is it not? This potentially important case, and it is a legal case, is very close to Supreme Court consideration. Boy, wouldn't that be great? And please allow me to exercise my First Amendment rights, and let me pray for the schools and the just and constitutional result. I hope you would do the same. And then there was one Joy Behar, I'm sure you may have heard of her, co-host of the liberal network ABC show The View. Behar, typical of liberal, radical, and anti-Christian television personalities, demeaned the Christian faith and even Vice President Mike Pence by mocking the fact that Pence prays and listens to the Lord. Behar, bully and biased, said the following, live and on air, on television, in public, and across the nation. Her words, "It's one thing to talk to Jesus," she said. "It's another thing when Jesus talks to you." That's called mental illness. Oh, my soul. If I'm not correct. Hearing voices, said Behar. Wow, what a woman. Talk about hate. Talk about disparaging Christianity. Unbelievable. To which Vice President Mike Pence replied as follows. But I have to tell you, to have ABC maintain a broadcast forum that compared Christianity to mental illness is just wrong. I think that's an understatement, Mr. Vice President. But then Pence got to the main point when he said, I just think it demonstrates how out of touch some people in the mainstream media are with the faith and values of the American people. That you could have a major network like ABC permit a forum for invective against religion like that is wrong. Boy, is it ever. Pence called them out not for Behar and ABC's attack upon him, but because of their extreme religious intolerance against Christianity. And boy, is that ever the case. That's just unbelievable. The vice president went on to say the following. We're better than that. Our country is better than that. Boy, I hope so. But I'm not so sure. But the liberal, radical, anti-faith, and anti-Christian element in our country does, in fact, regard Christian practice as a form of mental illness in so many ways. That is the reality. And we as Christians should be aware of that, not intimidated by it, but understanding the extreme hate and the bias which so often exists. And now comes Russia. Putin, Russia. It is now illegal and punishable as a criminal offense in Russia for sharing the gospel in public. And, unbelievably, it is also illegal and criminal in Russia to share the gospel with friends and co-workers in your own home and in your place of business. And so is, get this, inviting friends to come to church to hear the word of God. That's illegal. Here comes the age-old communistic, atheistic Russia back to life, don't you think? Christianity Today described the new Russian law, signed in July 2016, as the most restrictive measures against religious freedom in post-Soviet history. And boy, are they ever. Unbelievably, Vladimir Putin refers to himself as a Christian, but at the same time he has declared war on Christianity and the gospel. Go figure. Putin reminds me of Obama, who claimed in public that he had found Christ. Wow. But in so many ways was the most anti-Christian president in all of American history. Not good to be a Christian in Russia today, is it? That is a real one. I wonder if that censorship will someday happen in America. I pray not. Oops, I'm sorry. That was a public declaration of prayer, and even on radio, and I guess I'm in trouble. Well, so be it. Now here's more of liberalism run amok. There is a college in Boston, Simmons College. Ever heard of it? This college and its administrators, in their infinite wisdom, have determined that when somebody sneezes, you're not going to believe this, when somebody sneezes, for one to say, God bless you, is, are you ready for this? Islamophobic. Islamophobic. How? Why? Now radical liberals are taking aim at sneezing and the response thereto. Reminds me of California and those infinitely wise legislators who ordained that it would now be illegal to offer a plastic straw to a diner unless that person requested one. Illegal! Anyway, now, more than ever, whenever I hear someone sneeze, I will not say, I will shout as loudly as I can, God bless you! Why not? And I will mean it with all of my heart, Islamophobic or not. Somebody really needs to explain that to me. What a world. And then there was a condominium association in Cambridge, Massachusetts. This august group warned senior citizens, mind you, who sought to engage in Bible study and Christian music, with a sign and a warning which stated, any and all Christian music is banned. Banned? You're kidding. And that message was posted on an organ located in a common area of that Cambridge retirement home. Can you believe that? So, my fellow Americans and my fellow Christians, we live in a world, a new common era, which many describe now as the era of post-truth. And, of course, post-Christianity. The lie is now the norm. The only truth is that which serves a purpose, regardless of fact, and it represents what an individual thinks or believes and not what is real or right. In fact, it is perfectly acceptable for one to deceive another as long as one acts and believes in furtherance of what that individual thinks is right. Sounds like our media today in many ways, does it not? Many on both the left and the right think that if this trend continues, and it does in fact become the norm everywhere, it may very well be the end of our society. What do you think? Boy, that worries me. No one will trust, and no one will understand. Our world will further fractionalize, antagonize, and it will be the end of debate and discussion, and in fact, any real search for truth or fact. What a tragedy that would be. And if that is so, that will indeed be the end of our society, our free society, and our culture. We're done. I hope and pray it does. Oops, sorry about that again. But I hope and pray it will not happen. And if it does, we will be without values, we will be immoral, we will be totally unpredictable, and the very exact opposite of all things Christian, where it is the duty of every Christian to search for truth, for only the truth will make us free. I think there is only one solution. We who believe need to stand up, now more than ever, and fight the fight of faith. We must protect and defend our sacred heritages, especially our beloved Christian faith, and stand our ground, fight the fight of faith, my fellow Christians. Faith and freedom once lost are lost forever. Please don't let that happen. Like President Trump, stand up for faith and freedom now, aggressively, and always. This civil warfare needs you now more than ever. So be ever watchful. Watch men and women on the walls of America, the constitutional walls of America. And may I say publicly and on radio, and without fear for the cost thereof, that I will exercise my First Amendment right to the fullest. I will do that. And that I will pray loud and publicly. I will pray for you, and I will pray for America. Islamophobic or not, I also say publicly to all of you, God bless you.